This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Following the mass shooting in Las Vegas, President Donald Trump is canceling a previously scheduled trip to Morgantown. Dave Mistich has more.
Trump had scheduled the taping of an interview and town hall meeting with Sean Hannity of Fox News for Wednesday evening. Monongalia County Commissioner Tom Bloom wrote in a Facebook post that the county commission had been informed Trump would not be coming. A woman at the White House press office confirmed the cancellation of Trump's Morgantown visit. At a news conference, Trump spoke of the shooting in Las Vegas and announced he had planned to visit there on Wednesday. Police say at least 58 were killed and more than 500 were injured at a country music festival. Wednesday's canceled visit to Morgantown would have marked the third time the president has come to West Virginia since taking office in January. A recent Gallup poll puts Trump's support in West Virginia at 60%, the highest approval rating in the country. He won all 55 of West Virginia's counties in the 2016 election. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Dave Mistich in Morgantown.
A new program that tracks drug overdoses will be discussed this week at Marshall University, Roxy Todd reports.
West Virginia Health Officer Dr. Raul Gupta and others will lead a presentation of the Overdose Detection Mapping Application Program on Thursday at the Memorial Student Center on Marshall's campus in Huntington. Jeff Beeson, Deputy Director of the High Intensity Drug Trafficking Agency Office for Washington, D.C. and Baltimore, says the program tracks overdoses in real time across jurisdictions and helps mobilize law enforcement and public health officials. Gupta says the program will enable the identification of specific communities and neighborhoods at increased risk of overdose deaths or outbreaks. He says he looks forward to bringing the program to more counties in West Virginia. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd in Charleston.
West Virginia has the fourth highest rate in the nation for grandparents raising grandchildren, an arrangement often referred to as grand families. And the number of grand families here is on the rise. Most experts blame the opioid epidemic for that. While this arrangement usually benefits children, it can be increasingly stressful for the grandparents. In the second part of our series, exploring this subject, Carol Lofton takes a look into the mental health of those involved.
I want you to know that if you feel like that no one's listening, they are now. They weren't. 2 years ago, I can tell you, everybody would look at you like, what are you talking about? What do you mean grandparents need help?
At Epsworth United Methodist Church in Ripley, five grandparents are listening to Bonnie Dunn.
And so this little brochure helps you out. Also, on the back of the brochure.
She's the program facilitator. The group of grandparents are the latest cohort of the West Virginia State University Healthy Grand Families program.
But if you need me, feel free to call me, okay?
It's a pilot program funded by the United States Department of Agriculture. The idea is to try to help grandparents cope with their roles as primary caregivers by offering discussion sessions on topics such as communication, nutrition, and stress.
Well, there's different things that grandparents experience when they find themselves with their grandchildren.
That's Beth Frampton. She's a therapist at Family Care and a guest speaker in the program who focuses on mental health.
One of them is guilt. What did I do wrong that I'm having to raise my grandchildren, that my children aren't capable or aren't willing to raise my children, you know, my grandchildren.
Frampton says they also often experience anger.
This was to be my time, and yet there is a strong sense of family and obligation. So you can have anger, depression, guilt.
Not only that, she says grandparents are struggling with both their own health and grandchildren who might have a variety of behavioral and academic challenges. So part of what the program does is teach grandparents how to navigate school and medical systems in today's time. Debbie Ball participated in the Healthy Grand Families program.
No matter the age of a grandparent, no matter the health issue of a grandparent, that grandparents want to take that child or take them children. Not looking at the health issues they've gotten and not knowing, are they really going to be able to raise or help these grandchildren into the areas that they need to go and to do.
We sit at her kitchen table while her grandchildren are in school. Their mother is incarcerated with a 30-year sentence on drug charges.
My biggest thought is, Lord, just let me keep me in good health and a sound mind to raise them to where they'll be able to maintain on their own.
Debbie found the program too short. It's the first program of its kind in West Virginia and was only designed as a 3-year pilot of 6-month interventions for each group of grandparents. Now that Debbie has graduated, she says what she craves is long-term support.
Well, we don't have a support group. We don't get together 2 or 3 times a week or 2 or 3 times a month to sit and talk about how we can make things better or how we could do this or what do you think about that. Well, let me tell you how I'm working on my end with stress, or I'm working on my end. Well, so we're sharing, but we don't have that. And I think that would be very important to that'd be very important.
There are a couple other grandparents in Debbie's apartment complex who are also raising grandchildren with whom she communicates on a regular basis. But she doesn't drive, doesn't walk well due to a bad hip, and doesn't use a computer, which means that even if there was such a group, she'd be dependent on other people to get there. For Appalachia Health News, I'm Kara Lofton.
Appalachia Health News is a project of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, with support from the Benedim Foundation, Charleston Area Medical Center, and WVU Medicine.
In the next installment of our series about grandparents raising grandchildren, we'll take a look at why most grandparents choose not to adopt, even when they have that option. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills.